Hello? Who is this? Mo? This is Bob. Bob? Yeah. Look, about this afternoon. It's so good to hear. It was great seeing you too, but that's not what I'm calling about. Something's come up at home and I've got to leave. We'll be reviewing your case notes and seeing what pressure we can... You've got to help me. What? Of course we'll... No, I mean right now. They're going to kill me. I'm locked up in here and they didn't search me, so they didn't find my phone, but... Click. What the fuck? I stare at the phone, then hastily switch it off and yank out the battery in case someone's trying to trace my cell. What the fuck? My head whirls. Oh yeah, a red-headed maiden in distress just asked me to rescue her. A chunk of me is cynically thinking that I must be really hard up. There's a pithed spy in my hotel suite, and my welcome mat is going to be withdrawn with extreme prejudice when his owners find out about it. Just in time to get a cryptic phone call from my target who seems to be in fear for her life. What the whatever is going on here? In the laundry, we supposedly pride ourselves on our procedures. We've got procedures for breaking and entering offices, procedures for reporting a shortage of paperclips, procedures for summoning demons from the vasty deeps, and procedures for writing procedures. We may actually be on track to be the world's first ISO 9000 total quality certified intelligence agency. According to our written procedure for dealing with procedural clusterfucks on foreign assignment, what I should do at this point is fill out form 1008.7, then drive like a bat out of hell over Highway 17 until it hits the interstate, then take the turn off for San Francisco Airport and use my company credit card to buy the first available seat home. Not forgetting to file form 1018.9, expenses unexpectedly incurred in responding to a situation 1008.7 in the line of duty, in time for the end of month accounting cycle. Except if I do that, and if Mo's abductors are as friendly as my second visitor of the evening, I've just vaped the mission, screwed the pooch, written off the friendly I was supposed to be extracting, and blown my chances of a second date. And we'll never find out whether the last thought to pass through the mind of the captain of the Thresher was, "It's squamous and rugose," or simply, "It's squamous." Looking around, I see the parking lot is still empty. So I pull out and roll through a U-turn across the railway tracks and back into town. It's time to apply a little thought to the situation. Mo lives in a rented flat not that far from the university campus. Now that I know her true name, it takes me 10 minutes with a map and a phone book to find it and drive over. There are no police cars outside, and no sign of trouble. Just a flat that's showing no lights. I know she's not home, but I need something, anything, of hers. So I park the car and briskly walk up the path to her front door, and knock as if I expect a welcome, hoping like hell that her abductors haven't left me a nasty surprise.